News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, when it comes to climate change, we often hear that we humans are the problem and we need to limit our population growth. While we undoubtedly press on the ecosystem, is depopulation more of a threat to humanity than global warming? Joining us to discuss this is William Revel, Emeritus Professor of Biochemistry at UCC. William, is it the case? Is that the bigger threat?
Well, it may well be. We certainly hear an awful lot about the environmental problem and in particular climate change and how it may be an existential problem. But we hear very little about the collapsed birth rates around the world. Birth rates in the developed world are no longer able to replace deaths and the populations are falling. The populations are still rising somewhat in the rest of the world, but the rate of the birth rate is also falling there. So worldwide, the birth rates are falling. Now, a recent big study published in The Lancet, a demographic study of world population, gave somewhat alarming figures. At the moment, the population of the world is 7.8 billion. That's going to increase to 2064, which is only 40 years away, to a peak of 9.7 billion.
Right.
And at that point, world population will, for the first time in history, start to decline. And by 2100, we'll be down to 8.8 billion and still falling. Now, the population at that stage will be greatly aged. In other words, the population of elderly people will be quite high compared to now and compared to the population of people, of younger people and people who will work and pay taxes to take care of the elderly.
Okay.
And it will probably be very difficult to reverse this decline after 2100, because we've not been in the developed world unable for the past 30 years or so to reverse the decline in birth rate. Many countries in the West have schemes to boost birth rates, but they're not working.
Okay, look, it's a really interesting observation, and I understand why it's better for a society if there's more young people to support older people, pay pensions and all that kind of stuff. But is it a bit over the top to start talking about this as a threat to humanity?
This is a hypothesis. It's not an established fact.
Yeah, sure.
But we do need to be conscious of what's happening to birth rates. And we're not very conscious of it now. Whereas we are over-conscious, perhaps, about the environmental threat. Now, in my opinion, what should happen, the best thing that could happen would be if in the developed world we increased birth rates to replacement rate. In other words, we replace ourselves and the population stops declining. And in the rest of the world where birth rates are still high, that they be brought down to replacement level, down to 2.1 children per woman. Now, the conventional wisdom, as you said, is that we have far too many people and we need to reduce them dramatically. But what I am suggesting is that a lot of people, in fact, can be a good thing. And this is a very complex matter that we need to think about. Because the evidence to date is that high populations, high numbers, cause abundance and human thriving. Over the last 50 years and more, many parameters that we'd associated with human flourishing and thriving, like access, clean air, access to clean water, access to food,
okay,
and human resilience in the face of natural disasters, have improved to record levels despite burgeoning populations over the 20th century.
Okay.
And industrialization.
Finally, Will, because we're slightly up against it time-wise, just finally, do we need to refocus our focus on in relation to climate change, do you think?
Climate change is a dangerous, potentially dangerous development, and it needs to be dealt with. But there's an economic theory, it won the Nobel Prize in the 1980s, I think, called endogenous growth theory, and it says that rapidly growing human populations bring about an awful lot of innovation and ingenuity that bless the world greater than human appetites damage it. So you need certain numbers of people in order for the humanity to thrive. I'm not saying that you let population numbers up 10 and more billion, but once population starts to decline, it's very hard to reverse it, and we need a certain level of population in order to keep ingenuity alive and to keep living standards alive.
All right.
And if we're going to defeat climate change, we need clever ideas. Humans are very clever, but we need plenty of them to come up with the ideas.
All right.
So we need to become conscious of human populations and birth rates.
That's interesting, really interesting. William Revel, Emeritus Professor of Biochemistry at UCC. Fascinating insight there on where the focus should be.